man, welcome back to Seated with Levo and Thato Rampedi. For saying your name, so you can say your name. With
Thato Rampedi.
Nice one, you killed that. Today's episode is very orientated to the men. It is men's mental health month, so I thought to myself, this topic would be very good, but it's always motivated by these anonymous stories that you guys send us on our Instagram.
Yeah.
So if you don't know yet, we have an Instagram called Seated With, where we do our prompts for how are you, your indulgence wins for your ghetto, which we'll speak about soon.
Yeah.
And of course, just overall telling us your stories that you need advice with, which is why we get seated with you.
Yeah.
Today's episode is very important. I want to say the title of this is What's My Value or Is It Just Money? You understand?
Mm.
But Thato, you take us into our how are you? Just to warm up or say hello to the people, actually.
Yeah. Levo's like, I've been talking for so long. Say something. But yeah, guys, you guys know me partnering up with Yogeta for the next couple of episodes. Very, very exciting. And they're doing something so special. So they have seen our how are you segment and they're like, wow, you guys keep asking people how they are. You guys keep talking about how you are. So let's just take that moment and just appreciate the people.
Yeah.
So in the last episode, we explained to you guys that all you have to do is just comment down how you indulge in the moment, how you live better, how you feel better, and how you're doing it with Yogeta. Because we always just use Yogeta for that moment that just makes us like relax, drop a shoulder, and just like see and feel what's happening around us. And of course, guys, every time we work with somebody, we try to make it extra special for you guys. So of course, we're giving away some amazing hampers. Every episode, we're giving away something. So all you have to do is just comment down below and say, hey, you know, I indulge in the moment by doing ABC. For example, I love indulging in the moment by literally journaling, by writing, and just, I've been doing something weird recently, actually. I sit down and I stare at like a wall.
That's good.
For 30 minutes to an hour, just to like kind of bring myself back to reality.
Yeah.
Because like, how often do we sit alone?
Yeah.
You know, and then I usually break into.
For how long you do it?
30 minutes to an
hour. I started doing it, but 10 minutes, like no phone, no nothing. Yeah. But 10 minutes silence.
But you see,
30 minutes is insane. Because that 10 minutes was so hard for me.
Yeah.
So that's crazy.
And I even feel bad for like going into prayer because I'm like, I'm distracting myself with prayer.
Yeah.
I should just be sitting in nothing.
Yeah, nothing.
But yeah, our winner for this week is Baba Lo. They said they are learning to enjoy the little things in life and they've never been better. And that's how they have been indulging in the moment. All you guys have to do to win a hamper is comment down and let us know how you indulge in the moment. Because moments are definitely better with your guests. I know I'm
Are you opening up your stocks? Let them pause right now. Let's celebrate your win. Let's celebrate the moment.
Yeah.
As you open up your stocks, that you can open your sweet. They're commenting. He's about to press send and send. Okay, we've indulged in that moment.
Yeah. How have you been indulging in the moment?
Okay, because this podcast is very intense. I'm going to do happy moments. I'm indulging in being a very happy boyfriend, a very, very happy partner. My partner's been phenomenal. I told her she got the woman of the month award in our relationship. Usually goes to my sister, my mother. So for her to get it is a, you know, but she's employee of the month right now. So very happy with her. Highly blessed by that, by the way. Like I like to think to myself like, oh, this is something you've always wanted. So you must also act like you enjoying it. You know, we say like, I can't wait to be the love of my life. Like, then you must also enjoy it. So that's my how are you. I don't even want to talk about anything else.
So she's genuinely like working on the title. Like she's embodying the title of love of your life.
She is literally like...
She's the spark in your
eye. Every day, like I see this girl like... And even with me, myself, like every day I see us like just trying like, what's the next thing to make the other person happy?
Mm.
Like what's the next thing? Like we can't always stick in the now. Like what's the next thing? And it's like so... It's so crazy to be in like a romantic relationship because I'm used to romance being the sense of like dates, you know, these big extravagant things.
Yeah.
But I'm not used to romance in peace, like sitting next to each other, just having conversation. Like I'm not used to that romance. I'm used to romance that you usually have to purchase, which is what we're going to
unpack.
But how are you?
So you're used to like a performative type of love.
Yeah. How have you indulged in the moment?
Like I said, bro, I've been staring at blank walls. I've been staring at blank walls as much as possible. I think I'm just trying to like go back to the old me. I never used to be on social media as much as I am right now.
Mm.
Like I think TikTok is just such an amazing platform. They really know how to capture a soul, right? Like I never used to be someone that like scrolls endlessly. Now I'm seeing myself do that. I'm seeing myself fill in my blank moments with social media. I'm trying to like go back to just being the guy that posts online. So staring at the white wall. Nobody won Woman of the Month.
I hope you won Man of the Month. I didn't win the Man of the Month.
Nobody won Man of the Month too.
I didn't win. You know, relationships, bro. Like you get a 1 month, that's nice. 3 months, not nice. 1 month, nice. 3 months, not. So.
And as you guys comment down below, don't forget an indulgent moment is just a moment that you get to save or that you get to enjoy and just basically experience what Lebo's been experiencing, which is peace. But let's get into the episode. Spoko Lady, what's the story for today?
Hi, Lebo and Tato.
Hello.
I need your advice. I've been with my partner for 3 years and something months.
That's the breaking point. Sorry.
Yeah. After 3 years, after you start looking at each other and saying,
From year two, you're surviving.
Tell them. Sorry, we're not. This is actually very important. Tell them the stages of it. Between the example, dating between days, months, weeks.
So the first 12 days, 14 are the best days of your life. Like, it'll never be sweeter.
You're in a Netflix movie.
Yeah.
You're actually in the trailer. Yeah. You know how you...
Yeah, it's a trailer. You're in the trailer. And then, like, month 0 to 3, it's like, you're growing. Yeah. If you're excited, you're meeting each other's friends, family. Yeah. Like, whatever you do for fun, you're showing her. Whatever she does for fun, she's showing you. Then month 4, maybe you have your first hiccup.
Yeah.
But then you squash it real quick because it's like, you know, it's not that deep. Then up to month 6 is still a bit fun. Then from there,
then it's the best time of your life.
Then it's the best time of your life.
Yes, but you may continue. Sorry, this.
Sorry, Spoko Lady.
This is my undergrad final year, and then I want to climb the corporate ladder. My boyfriend doesn't like school. It's not something he's passionate about. He's a trader and has been one since I met him.
Oh, Forex.
But there hasn't been any progress in terms of it. No profits.
That's a nice way to say it. That's a nice way to say it. Does not make money.
What's it called when you're like a...
Damn.
He's like the equivalent of a SoundCloud rapper.
No.
The Forex space.
Oh, what do you mean? Like,
you know, a SoundCloud rapper is like you're aspiring to be a rapper.
Yes. So he's also...
He's like a SoundCloud rapper or Forex.
Yeah, what Forex? Shame.
Yeah. Sorry.
Damn, bro.
Spooks.
It's putting a strain on our relationship.
Yeah.
I love him so much, but how do you tell someone you love that they need to have a backup or find a new route to his dream?
I don't think he needs a backup. I think he needs a plan.
That's what she's saying.
He needs an up. What's the?
She needs a... Oh, he doesn't need a backup.
Yes, he needs not working. He needs an up. He needs an upper. My man. Like, if you say you do trading, either trading the right way or you're not... Sorry, but yo, no disrespect.
He's in his 20s, bro. Mid-20s. It says... Yeah, but anyways, continue. You'll hear.
Maybe he's like 22.
Yeah, you'll hear.
We are in our mid-20s and there's no solid foundation for where he's going or what he's building.
Yeah.
Am I wrong for putting a clock on it? I'm giving him a year and I want to see some change or at least profit of what he is doing.
Profits, damn. That man is not making money, bro.
I hope he's breaking even at least these trades.
You know, some dude, trading is a different... Okay, but anyways, so we've now heard the story, right? And like, I want to give context, right? So my topic is heavily...
I thought you were going to give us more.
No. So this Sunday, I was at church and the pastor was basically speaking about how like, Black people or people in general have a relation. Like, what is your relationship with money?
Yeah.
Your relationship with success. Your relationship with, you know, ultimately reaching the place you want to be with money. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was basically saying a lot of us have like a lot of have a toxic in relationship with money because it serves as our master. We see that thing as the value in people.
Yeah.
So I see Tato and I say to myself, okay, Tato is valuable to me because Tato lives like this.
Yeah.
I can respect Tato because he lives like this, right? Yeah. So I wanted to ask you, so based off what you heard right now and this thing, she says she loves him, you know what I mean? But why, how do I say this in a nice way?
Does she love him or is she comfortable with being in the relationship?
First let's start off, what do you think she should do? Let's start off that.
I think she's in her final year, Spoko Lady. Is she on honors or just final year? Undergrad. Yeah, she's doing great. Do you know how it is to get to final year? I think she should, like, I always say this, like, date higher. Like, if you're in your final year, go date find someone employed. Maybe who's in their third year of working.
Yeah.
Someone that's climbed the corporate ladder. So now when you enter the corporate space, you at least have a romantic partner who can also guide you and lead you, you know? I think she should leave the trader.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think it's complicated.
Why
I think it's complicated because you need to say to yourself, and this is going to be a conversation that a lot of people are going to listen to and say, and start looking at their partner and saying, is this person financially the love of my life?
Yes, you know what I mean?
Like financially
which
the love of my
life.
Which is a good question. I didn't say it's a good question.
I don't
know,
but I'm just saying it's a good question.
I was thinking about, I was like, okay, cool. But like this guy, she says she loves him.
Yeah.
You know, we haven't heard about his characteristics enough. Now I'm generalizing the story to like South Africa as a whole, right? Should we as people, like, should we as men encourage men to be loved outside of their income? So love me for me. Don't love me for what I provide. I don't know if you get what I'm kind of...
I hear you loud.
Me for not my job, but
love
me
for my character.
For my character and purely character.
Mm. Spook lady, what do you think?
I don't know. Is it unwise to love someone purely based off character alone?
Spooks.
I think it is complicated, but then as a man... You are supposed to provide, right? Mm. I'm not asking you to give me the world. I'm not asking for all of these things. Yeah. But then in this situation, do they go out on dates? And if they do, who's paying? Because if you're forexing every day,
like, trading.
And you're not
are you not profiting?
Anything, exactly. You're not day getting trading. Out of it. So then now where does that put me as your hand?
Ash.
Now do I need to be the provider?
Ash!
Yeah.
Hectic one.
Hectic,
directly to Lebo's question, do you think that women should be dating solely out of character, or do you think we should be looking at their finances too?
We should also be looking at finances.
Okay. So now we're going to get into the podcast because we all have, now we agree.
Yeah, we've got common ground.
We agree. I didn't want this to be a thing of I entered the podcast.
Yes.
So let's all go back. What is your memory what is the reason do you think people are so quick to flex money the moment they get it? And desperate need for black men to have respect by achieving money? What is that desperate need?
Such an easy answer, man.
Yeah.
I think it's based off of our upbringing.
Yes.
Like, we literally saw the uncles that had money and the uncles that didn't have money. And we saw how the family treated the ones that have money and the ones that don't have money.
Please tell them how they treat the ones who have money. Take us through it.
I mean, my man, the ones that have money, they pull through in a Range Rover.
Yeah.
They leave the car, open the boots, get a field bar, cooler box. They go to their special spot under a tree.
Wait, he's drinking a Red Bull. He finishes half the Red Bull.
He gives
half the Powerade to a random boy in
the village.
It says Twara.
Yes. And then he goes, guys, I bought everybody pizza. And then he sits down under the tree and goes, these people don't like pizza. They don't know what it is. They don't like pizza. Then you just go get Nando's. Hey, boy, go get Nando's. Here's 500 rand.
Here's the thou.
You understand?
Okay.
Sits under the tree. He's enjoying the time of his life in his village, visiting his grandmother. So I have taken us to a rural area. But anyway, that's where families
I want to keep us there. Keep us there. Talk about decision making person also.
Yes.
So he is a what in that family?
He is a dictator. His word is
final. I wanted to say he's the decision maker.
But I'm just saying, like, whatever he says is going to happen, he's not going to be swayed to the left or right.
Yes.
If he says, guys, we're eating lamb today.
We're eating lamb.
They're going to go kill a lamb.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? If he says we're eating chicken heads,
they're
going to just make chicken heads.
Now if we flip it now. The other uncle.
Other uncle, he comes through. He's been there for 2 days. 2 days early.
He was there when the guest arrived.
Yes, he was there. Yeah. He's been cleaning the house. He's been attending
him
to the field.
They're telling him, you see all those chairs over there? They need to go over there. And then you need to go make a monarch over there on that. And he's there. Kwa, kwa, kwa.
Mind you, somebody younger, a younger man is giving him these instructions.
Yes.
And then he is doing everything in the light of a court of black
ladies. And then when the family is there, he says, guys, why don't we go on a vacation once a year? They all look at him and say, shut up. Shut your mouth. You don't make any decisions in here.
Or maybe they laugh. They go, hey.
So anyways, that whole... ties into what you're going into, which
that's
is the question.
That's why when young black men get money, they feel the need to show it. Because when you show that you have money, society treats you in a specific manner.
What's that manner?
They respect you. They value you. Mm. When you speak, they listen. Mm. And they just, yeah, those I think those are the good ones.
Okay. But then we then hear these sayings that like money is the root of all evil.
Yes.
You know, money takes away from relationship, friendships.
Yeah.
As we heard from the anonymous story, money can really make you even forget the character in front of you and just focus on the circumstance in front of you, yeah. Right? So I want you to describe to me the exact, like, title.
Sorry, so, I should have said.
It's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah.
Just blow your nose, Shem.
Sorry today.
It's okay, Shem.
If we are at home.
The exact moment.
you know, you pause the movie.
What? They,
and then you unpause the movie. Or you know, you're playing GTA 5. And then you're driving. And then there's a dialogue. And then you bump the car. So let's say the guy was saying, you know, your wife always seems.
Like, oh, hey, man.
Then he goes, your wife always, they continue the sentence from where they were. You're like, yeah.
Basically an NPC. But no, anyways. No.
It's the playable character. You're playable.
I want you to take me through and I'm going to tell you mine also.
Yeah.
The exact moment you knew money was power. Like the exact moment you were like, whoa, I need that.
I think mine might be a little bit different to yours. Spokes, maybe let's go to Spokes.
Yeah.
As I think.
Yeah, real. Because it's also good to hear a woman's perspective. Yes. Like the exact moment you were like, whoa, money is power.
This is something.
This is I can see this is where it's
this
ends.
Is a catalyst to happiness.
Like the exact moment.
The exact moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe the first time or the first memory. The closest memory. Yeah.
Okay. The first thing that came to my mind is like back home, right? When I was still like a kid.
Yeah.
One of my aunts, she lived in town. I grew up in a village, right? So every time she would come through, it's like, and I loved her so much. And I don't know why, but I think I was just like.
She was rich.
Yeah, she had money. So I was just, you know, drawn to her. Because then now she.
She had a, whenever a Spooky lady saw her, she had a glow. This glow is speaking about in the but she had that glow.
Bro, she had a backtrack when she entered the room. Boy.
Exactly.
She had a song.
Like she pulls up to the village with a car and all these things. So it's like.
And she's happy, ne?
Yeah, listen.
Very happy.
Best time of her life.
Okay, I'll go. Because also mine is very, when I was a child.
Yeah.
Bit different, right? But I remember being at home. It's the morning. Me and my sister, we're literally making our scaftines, right?
Yeah.
So we put in the butter, cheese. I said butter, cheese. I'm like, yo, today is up. Like, I'm going to put a nachi. I put, you know, Papa used to buy those peanuts, almonds. Yeah. So I put like a bit of almond. See, today is up. This is the best a scaftine can get for me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's going.
And I went to school and man, I saw my classmates ordering a tramezzini with a tato. A tramezzini with chocolate and two drinks. One for now, one for later, and water in case the drinks are too sweet.
Yes.
And then he says, oh, you can have this. And he's passing me one of the sweets and says, you can have it. I'm like, nah, it's fine. I'll just buy another one tomorrow. I'm not feeling it today. I had all the flavors already. And I looked at him and I said, damn, what does he have at his house that I don't have? And it was money. It was money. I was like, whoa, I'm having a cheese and butter with peanuts and a nachi. This guy's having a sandwich. You know what I'm saying? Like
A tramezzini.
A tramezzini.
Yes.
It's layers on the play
bread,
field.
Bread with character.
It's layers on the, and I know people are like, well, that's so crazy an example. But think about it, guys. When we're all kids at the tuck shop and you can only afford like, I mean,
It's equivalent of coming to school. It's equivalent to arriving in a Range Rover and a I-20.
Another example is Civvies Day. You come to Civvies, you pay to be embarrassed. First, you pay your R5 to be embarrassed the next day. And you come in clothes that, you know, for you, it's like, it's not, you know, it's just your normal clothes.
Christmas clothes.
And someone comes in a full Nike tracksuit.
Yeah.
And he unzips in Adidas. After break, it says the tracksuit pants off, the shorts, it did us. Different. We're different on the playing field.
Yeah. And I think it came in two pieces.
two pieces. But that was the first time I was like, wow.
Yeah.
I really want, why do these kids have money? I don't have money.
Yeah.
What's happening? You know, and then for you?
Yo, my one is not as early of a moment. My one was, I think, when I got my first campaign.
Yeah.
So obviously I'm in university, like, motherfucking second, third year.
Yeah.
Like, we have these cards at university that you can buy food at, like, res.
Yeah.
right? And then I've got my allowance, I'm getting my X amount, and then I have a certain quality of life. Mm. So now when the guys say, let's get drinks, I'm like, okay, cool. I can only buy two drafts or like two black labels, you know what I'm saying? And maybe a bagger. And then I know, okay, cool, every week I'm going to spend it. I only have like $350 spending money.
Sure.
Now you get a campaign that's like motherfucking, I think my first campaign was, I think it was 8,000 or 10,000 rand. Uh-huh. I had like 10K or 8K on YouTube. It was matched to my subscribers.
Yo, my first one was like 4.
4K, seriously?
Yeah.
This was my first campaign was like,
and I was like, woo!
Yeah, by the way. Yeah. So now I get the ka-ching, boom. And then I stopped looking at the prices of things on the menu.
Yeah.
When I was buying groceries, I was buying things to my liking. Yeah. I said, oh, I've never bought avocado.
Yeah.
Let me get some avocado. Let me get the big cranberry juice. Let me put the tropical to the side.
Let me get the big cranberry juice.
You know what I'm saying? Let me buy, you remember my fridge? My fridge always had meat like stacked up. Like I had meat for 2-3 months. Meat would even go off in my fridge.
What?
Yeah, like, because I was even buying food too.
Yeah, you
get me? Because I was so used to having to buy groceries and cook for survival.
Yeah.
But I started getting brand deal money. And I had to keep so quiet about it.
Yeah.
Because if my boys knew, they were going to like vervai me, bro. They were going to finish me.
They're gonna be bragging at your place every week.
Yes, they're gonna be these moments. That's when I said money moment. Has money can do something.
Yeah,
and I was like, yo, how do I move from the 10K to the 15K? I don't move the 15K to the 20K.
Yeah, but I kind of like how all of our, because obviously all of our stories have an aspect of either yourself getting money or another person getting money and seeing life.
Yeah,
differently.
Yeah, spoken lady saw somebody glowing.
You understand what I'm saying?
Another person saw somebody eating tramezzinis.
Yes, but I wanted to speak about how like black people, especially the relationship with money.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? And how toxic it can be. And how, you know, and now I want to make this very clear. I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with having money.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying it's about where you place your consciousness, like where your consciousness, conscious is. With money, right?
Yeah.
Is it a thing of you are doing everything in your power to achieve this bag? Are you waking up at 3 a.m. and sleeping at 3 a.m. to achieve this bag? You haven't seen your family in weeks. What is the point of having money? You know what I mean? We have these terms, man.
That's a good question.
We have these terms. It's called, I wrote here, the rise of slave queens and khutmans.
Okay.
Right? So the slave queen phenomenon is basically, I was trying to basically ask, and maybe this can be...
Explain what you're saying. Finish your sentence.
I want to go into why saying the rise of khutmans and slave queens. What is the female equivalent of a khutman? I just wanted to see, what is it? Like,
a boss lady.
Because I didn't know what to write. That's why I wrote slave queen. Because I thought to myself, that's the woman that has everything, basically. What is
this? Spooks? I don't know, dude.
Female equivalent of a khutman?
Because I'm trying to think. So it needs to be someone that has power...
Respect.
Money and respect.
Yes, yeah, that's it.
We have no term for that for women, actually.
What is, I don't know if we don't have a term.
You say women in men fields? No, that's not. Yeah, do you have one, Spooks?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of.
I don't think we have a term.
But let's call them quick ladies.
But slave queen is the worst, like, counterpart.
Can a kutumelod work? Because it's for men, but then, like, I think
it's right
for women. A kutumelod.
But that's also, that's...
Okay, we're going to call them crude ladies then.
Okay.
The rise of the crude man and the crude lady. The crude humans. So, we have these people on our social media who live in this abundance of wealth. Traveling, we see them in Cape Town, Dubai, Jour, France, both men and women counterparts.
Yeah.
And we as people associate that life with what? Happiness, joy, elevation, right?
Yes.
And what we do then is that we then what? We take away from our own experiences of our own joy. So if Tato buys a BMW, I'm like, yo, my goodness, I don't have a BMW. I have a loving partner. I have amazing place to stay. I have good money. I have a good life. But because my relationship of money is that I want to achieve what Tato has, I undermine what I have. Do you ever feel like you undermine what you have because of the goals you have for the future?
Yeah. I mean, what you're describing is like that saying, comparison is the thief of all joy.
Yeah.
I think, I think everybody goes through that. I go through that shit weekly.
Yeah.
Like, one day I'll be vulnerable about why I got my car, but I go through that shit weekly, bro.
Yeah.
I think especially because of social media, like when you are seeing your peers perform at a specific level.
Yeah.
For me, I think I handle it in a very healthy way. Like, I've got my goals and I've got where I'm going. Then let's say, for example, I will see you. And then let's say I'm seeing you get like 3 campaigns this month.
Yeah.
And I got one. I will literally like analyze you and study you and see why you got 3 campaigns.
Yeah.
And then change my strategy, alter a bit to make sure that I also am in the position to get 3 campaigns. Yeah. You know? but I practice a lot of like, you are powerful, you are strong, you are capable, you are...
Take us like a bit more through that. What, like, where did that come from? Where did that come from?
Yeah, so obviously I believe in like, I say this all the time on the podcast, like power of the tongue.
Yeah.
And I believe in like positivity. I always try to surround myself around positivity because I really respect the words that come in of my ears and like the words that I'm exposed to. So whenever I feel like I am not strong or I am not... capable, I have to like reflect on like my testimonies and the things that I've achieved and like, you know, gotten, so that I can kind of like pump on myself with like, you know, with positive words. Like even like I mean at home, so last week Wednesday when we were busy praying, like there's someone who needed prayer and they asked me to pray for them, and it's like my prayer point was like, God, you've done these things for us so many times, like we come to you for these things and you've given us so many testimonies. We've come here to Homestyle so many times and we've said, yo, thank you God for this, thank you God for that. So please be that person. So I think it's so powerful to reflect back and see the things that you have achieved with God, because it shows you that you are capable and you are someone.
Yeah.
Because when we compare ourselves to somebody else, it's like, why are we discrediting all of the work that we have put in to become who we are?
Definitely. And I want to say like, in this whole toxic relationship that I feel like, because I'm going to speak from a black man's perspective.
Am I speaking from a white man's
perspective? No, I'm just saying, I'm not going to speak from a woman's perspective because I wouldn't know.
Oh,
I wouldn't
know. You're saying you're contextually. You're
yes. But I want to tell like black men, like everywhere, SA, chance, like I know there's a feeling in you that like if you have less than what you think you're supposed to have, you feel less than as a human being.
Yeah.
That you feel not good enough as a human being. And I want to tell you guys that no, it's not the truth. Whether you have a million or a thou, you as a person still have value.
Yeah,
you know what 100%. I mean? We live in environments, and that's why I mentioned this like Groot man and Groot lady aspect, because what's the alternative? The ice boy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Who doesn't get love, who doesn't get respect, who doesn't get, because the uncle that we mentioned, who doesn't get love, who doesn't get respect because of their financial situation. It's like, should we not be leaning more into giving men more love when they have less? You know what I mean? Than have more.
Yeah.
It's just a difficult conversation.
And I don't know. So I'm not at a point where I feel like, sure, like I am the epitome of like success.
Yeah.
But I know that like, if I compare myself from where I was 5 years ago and now, it's been like huge strides, right? Yeah. And I can like say out loud, like once you get the dream apartment, the car that you've always wanted, and like good enough cash flow, that is good to have. Money is a byproduct. Is a tool to see the world more. It opens more gates. But I can confidently say that it will never give you fulfillment.
Yes.
Because you'll get, for example, my situation, you get the Beamer. Now I start looking at like bigger Beamers or like bigger Benzes. And there will always be something better.
Yes.
So it's like a big prayer point of mine is like, dude, Lord, God, Jesus, intercede. Please make sure that I get my happiness and joy from my friends, my family, and from the way that I do my everyday. Because once the nice things, the material things disappear,
what happens?
Like you lose yourself. Because I know that like there was a bad season like last year, like 2 years ago, when if my money was low, it would affect my whole mood.
Yes.
It would affect how I view myself.
Yes.
And how I view like my achievements.
Yeah. No longer.
Yeah. It's still a struggle, but not because I'm trying every day to prepare to detach my joy and happiness from my material possessions.
Yes.
It's getting a bit better. But now I'm becoming more emotional when I fight with like my partner or you, or like, let's say the things that make me happy on a spiritual level don't work out. It's more emotional. So I'm still trying to get that balance. But I think us looking at material things as the root of happiness, well, dude, that will change nothing. Like that just opens doors to seeing more.
Yeah.
But like seeing more is beautiful. It's nice to travel and see it, but it doesn't fulfill you.
Yes.
Like you can, I promise you, my aunt told me once that like any purchase you make will feel like nothing after 3 months, or like after 6 weeks, something like that. So for example, like,
like, I get what you're saying.
For example, like I am so desensitized to Cape Town, for example. Yes. I can go to Cape Town. Like for example, I went last week Friday to do a talk. I went in and out. People would be like, yo, why didn't you extend your trip? Like, why didn't you stay longer? It's Cape Town. I'm just like, dude, I've been there so many times that like, it's like going to Pretoria for me. And I'm not trying to sound like flexy or anything. I'm just trying to show you that like...
Like people living in Cape Town, they would say...
They say the same thing, exactly. Like you get desensitized to material things. So we should make more of an effort to seek our happiness from things that actually matter.
Yes. So I want to say this. So I don't want it to seem that this is a conversation of people saying like, no, like if you have money, you're not going to be happy. You're going to be ungrateful. Like I'm ungrateful for the life and the joy. No, that's not what we're saying. We're saying that like, listen, hey, buddy, if you buy a new Air Force One shoe, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, you put them in a glass box and you love these shoes so much and you never wear them and you're like, wow, I finally got these shoes. And you never wear them. You never enjoy them. You know what I mean? It's like, what was the point of having that thing? That's kind of the sense of money. It's like you have all of this. You finally achieve this number that you have. Yeah. But it's like, what's the point? Have drives outside of money.
Yeah.
That money helps, you know, obviously, like, for example, if you love gaming, you know, having money helps you with gaming. If you love, you know, going on dates, having money helps you go on dates. Hence the anonymous story.
I think we're not saying money is not important.
Yes, yes.
We're just saying that, like, get your money.
Have other characteristics.
But there'll always be more.
Okay, I want to talk about South Africa, and I've spoken about this already. Purchasing emotions from each other, right? But I haven't spoken about it in terms of a friend context, right? So with friends, you know, we sometimes see that one friend is extremely rich, another friend is extremely medium, and maybe two, three friends are still figuring it out.
Yeah.
How do we achieve a balance in this friendship group that everyone is still respected, still loved, and treated the same without making anyone feel uncomfortable about their financial implications? For example, going to a dinner party, you know? This is a conversation we had at a social club, actually. We're at a dinner birthday party. Am I supposed to pay for everybody if I have the bag? Or should I expect? And I know that your guys' circumstances may be less than mine. Must I pay for everybody there? Are they entitled to my money to say that? Or since it's my birthday, everybody should be paying. You know, that's a good example. I think that's actually...
Just tough. What do you think? Spoke lady.
Different financial places. How do you find the middle ground?
You don't have to go with the whole dinner party analogy, but like just, you know, being with friends that have different bank accounts.
I think for me, right, and I'm speaking from experience, the first layer there has to be is...
The first what?
Layer.
Layer, yeah.
There has to be is one, honesty and understanding. Because then now... me and my girls, like, we're all trying to figure it out. Mm. But then obviously this one has tiny bit more money than the other.
Mm.
But if, let's say, for example, we're going bowling and I know that Tato won't be able to pay for it, but I really want Tato there. It's like, oh, okay, no, don't worry. I'll pay for you.
I got you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if we're all friends and we have different financial circumstances, we need to be... understanding that, like, okay, this one won't be able to pay for it, but then I can, so why don't I?
Mm.
But then there shouldn't be that expectation that, oh no, Tato will pay for me. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I've got two questions.
Okay.
So the first question is, because it sounds like your friendship circle group is kind of like within the same earning pool or like cash flow pool. Do you think that it's okay to be friends with people that have significantly more or significantly less than you?
Yeah, it's okay.
Do you think it's managed? Do you think it's sustainable?
I was about to say it can be unrealistic to a certain extent.
Yeah, I think to a certain extent it can be unrealistic because then now people start talking about going to
Dubai. Dubai.
Like, brothers, you know what I'm saying?
That time you owe an airtime advance, Musare. Are Dubai? Well, now you owe Vodacom 150.
Exactly. So I think at some point it can be unsustainable.
Yeah. And then my second question is, and you can answer this too.
Yeah.
I think we've all been in situations where we cover a friend.
Yes.
Yeah? And we've all possibly, let me say, I've seen that the covering can maybe be continuous.
Mm.
And then it goes from covering to an expectation from the friend. Mm. So now the friend starts expecting you to
hey, because Jonas got it, you got it. Like,
yeah.
Tato got it. Like, Lebo got it. Ruby got it.
Yeah.
Spookalady got it. Kalan got it. Like, they can do it. When you have been in a situation, have you been in a situation, one? Two, how do you manage that situation?
Especially in female groups. Because I know, like, female groups also, there's other layers, like borrowing clothes and... who's taking photos today? And you know those terms that
now you feel female friendships.
I'm just saying. Everybody knows this. When I speak about female friendships, I'm speaking from the perspective of influencers and what I know. Again, yeah.
No, I've never been in that situation. But also, that's why when I said initially, there shouldn't be that expectation. Yeah. And I think, like, in a friendship where, like, you guys are honest and you know it's great, it's lovely. You'll know that when I can, I got you. But when I can't, I don't got you. Because that's just the reality. Like, I'm not your babysitter at this point.
Yeah.
Those that have been in the situation, can you answer the question?
I want to tell a quick story. Like, we all went out, friends, whatever, long ago. And
I love how I was saved on this podcast. Long ago.
When
I was young.
A decade ago. We all went out. I paid for me and a friend. Pretty expensive. Maybe, like, ended up being, like, four, whatever.
4,000.
4,000, yeah. 4K. Yeah. Maybe us together. Or, yeah, around there. 3 to 4, around there. Right?
Where were you guys?
Not the point. Extreme scenario, by the way. You know, okay. Phones are dead, whatever, etc.
Where were you guys?
That's not the point. That's not the point. It's not the point. Okay. maybe I don't remember clearly. 4,000. Around there.
I'm just asking where you were, man.
Anyways, we were out. So, the following time, like the week that came after that, yes. I saw my friend buy clothes and he hadn't paid me back.
Yeah.
So the confusion was, how? I thought we were friends.
Yes.
I thought we were loved ones. I thought you loved me. Yes. Why are you not? But you know, it's like context. Context is also very important. You know what I mean?
What's the context?
No. There's no context in this story. I'm just saying, in general, when you have these type of debates of why didn't you pay me back, context is very important.
Yeah.
But just being in that whole scenario, the entitlement from the other friend, how do you manage that? The feeling of saying to yourself, no, it's okay, I know this person, they wouldn't do me. Like, you're gaslighting yourself about the character that this person has when they're showing you live jive that this is not what's happening.
Yeah.
So it's just, I don't know, it's very tricky. This topic is very tricky.
Yeah, I mean.
Because how do you even call out a friend to say, like, yo, bro, you actually take a lot of my money.
Yeah, I think.
How do you say that?
I was watching a clip. There was Oprah being interviewed.
Yeah.
And they asked her, like, that's one thing that you want to leave with the kids, whatever. And she was like, I think she said Maya Angelou. Who's Maya Angelou? Is that a person?
It's a painter, no? I don't know.
Not Michael Angelou. Anyway, she basically said that some profound person.
Well, man, Spooko, what is the Spooko lady? What's the thing, man?
Is it a person? Maya Angelou a person?
Is it a bag?
It's a person. I think she writes books as well.
Oh, just okay.
Is chick.
It? Hey, who knew?
Anyway, so like Maya Angelou or whatever this person to Oprah that like when somebody shows you themselves, if you don't take it the first time, you're the fool. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like people show us who they are.
Yes.
But we're always like, you'll change, we must forgive, communicate. So I feel like I've been in a situation with people countless times where like I was covering my friends in university, out of university, even to this current day, covering friends. And then it's like, you can see a friend that reciprocates.
Yeah.
And like, hey, yo, let me buy you. Yeah, like, yo, last time you got me, let me get you this time.
Yeah.
You can see a friend that's just enjoying the ride.
Yeah, they're just like,
they're just enjoying the ride. And it's like, the moment I, because it takes me some time to clock that. The moment I clock somebody's enjoying the ride, I switch off the tap so fast, bro. And I put them in place so quick. And I think that we have to do that to our friends because people treat you how you allow them to treat you.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? So if you're going to be that person that's just cool with anything, any behavior, any type of treatment, if you don't put your foot down, it's going to continue. So once I see somebody enjoying my heart too much, my character too much, which is directly related to my spending, I switch off the tap so quickly, bro.
Yeah.
And you will see that, okay, damn, this person has basically cut me off.
The emergence in social culture now of girlfriend and friendship allowances. Right? Because this is basically tying into our conversation. Eh? This whole idea that you need to spoil your partner by bettering them sometimes, like 3 clipper, 4 clipper, 4 50. Why do you think modern men are destroying their financial futures to fund a lifestyle for women who would leave them in seconds?
such a real question.
Why do you think men invest so guys, I don't think women actually know how much money we invest into relationships.
Yeah.
I think
Leave relationships, like, I'm sorry to cut you. Leave relationships. I feel not you pausing after I cut you.
I'm paused because you said, I'm sorry to cut.
I feel like in relationships, it's like, it's a bit better, like, because at least the person loves us.
Yes.
And it's like, we know we're
friendship. Friendship?
I'm saying when you're courting a woman,
yeah,
like, let's say you're at a bar, yeah, and you see a hand that you might like. Like, yeah, why are you willing to pay for her bill?
I'm telling you right now, and everyone in that's watching this right now, think of a relationship where you really spoiled that person. Imagine now I said to you, we're going to give you every single rand you spent on that person in a lump sum. Mm. How much do you think you'd get? Just a question to hold in your mind.
I'd go into million estate
tasks. Hey, I know I have to. I'd owe SARS. I tell you that when I get the money,
I'd finally become a millionaire.
I would owe SARS. But yes, so you're saying that you'd prefer it's in your dating than courting.
Not that I prefer it. I'm just saying that, like, what you're saying is so hectic and so real.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, yo, we are even worse in the courting phase. Like, we are so worse when it comes to having to impress a woman.
Yeah.
Like, it's so bad. Like, let's say...
If you had to put it as a hierarchy, like, what's the hierarchy?
In terms of, like, when it's the most potent.
Yeah, so is it, like, friends are the easiest to spend money on, then partner? Or is it, like, partners the easiest to spend on, then courting?
I think friends...
Then friend, then, you know what I mean? Like, easiest to
hold. Sure, it's actually hectic because it depends on where you are within the friendship. Like, if it's a new friendship, and then... Because I remember Percy said this so beautifully. He was like, when I joined your guys' circle, I didn't want to have too much of a voice because I didn't know how you guys behave. So I was too scared to be too opinionated because I didn't want to piss anybody off.
That's so real.
And he was like, too, I also didn't want to, like, I think, oh no, then, yeah, that's all he said. He was basically saying, like, he was so, like on
what's really on, that's very relatable.
Yeah. And then I remember you also said that, like, yo, there was a season where, like, if your friends, like, let's say you afford a burger, a single burger, and then your friends are buying triple burgers, you would feel the need to buy a triple burger too.
Yes, because
everyone's buying a triple burger, but then it wasn't within your financial standing.
Yes.
So I feel like it really depends where you are with your friendship. I think if it's a new friendship, then it could even be as potent and go to the top.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, like it really depends on your
real when you're hanging out, the money spent.
Yeah, it depends. And then I think the worst one is when you're trying to impress somebody.
Yeah.
It can be, yeah, anybody. It can be guys, it can be girls. I mean, club culture, popping bottles, it can be a new girl, hating pay for your bill.
Mm.
We like making it seem like we got it, like we're good when we're trying to see like new people.
I don't want people to be at home and think that like investing in your friends, partners, all that stuff is wrong. We're just saying that, like, because I'm trying to say that it's not supposed to purchase emotions.
Yeah.
Right? You're not supposed to purchase friendship. You're not supposed to purchase love. Yeah. And what I mean by that is like, if you're not going on dates, like, okay. That's a bad example. If you're not...
I hear you, dude. So Lebo's basically saying that, like, the way our friends treat us, the way they love us, the way they care for us, shouldn't be directly proportionate to the money that they spend on us. I hear you. Like, we shouldn't be purchasing the emotion.
Wow. That's a way better English statement than I had. I was still thinking. I was like, tweet. Okay. So now that we've said this, and we've basically now gone through friendship, relationship.
You know, I think I tore a ligament. Like, for real. Like,
which one?
Remember, my thing has been swollen for... Sorry, I mean, actually... Like,
no.
Excruciating.
You don't know. Once you turn a certain age, if you feel pain, that pain is forever. I have a pain in this ankle. I've felt it the whole year, by the way. But now that we've heard everything, we've basically dissected the emotions that come of it, the relationships that come of it.
Yeah.
Going back now to this anonymous lady story with all the information we get and all the stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
I have two things to say, right? And this is basically my closing, and you'll say your closing as well.
Yeah. Spooky lady, why are you pushing me?
Oh, and Spooky lady, yes.
You guys have one heated conversation on the podcast, now you're ignoring her.
Oh, me and Spooky lady are beefing, guys. Hashtag put Spooky lady and Level in a ring. 2027. 2027 UFC. UFC. But no, there's two things I have to say, and I think it just applies to everybody. When you're falling in love with someone...
Sorry, I just thought of such a hectic joke. Sorry.
Yeah. You can say it.
No, I'll say it after the podcast.
Okay. When you fall in love with someone, it is so important to kind of like... How do I say this? Like, separate the things you get from them and the person that they are. Because if you don't separate those two things, you'll forget the human in it, the human person that you're talking
to. I think men
to.
Do it really well.
Yeah.
Because all we really get is the person that they are.
Not, I mean, majority. Majority of the time. I've never dated a woman and she's changed my life financially.
Yes.
Financially, I'm saying.
Also never.
I've met women who've changed my life, like the love of my life.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's easier, man, it's easier for men.
Yes.
So I think for ladies...
Based on what you're saying, ladies, this is a message for the woman.
Yes.
Separated to, and then
I was like, I'm on my level, I'm petty. I'm on my level, I'm petty.
Tato said that. Tato said this.
No, but I'm being honest. No, but I'm being real.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. Separated to, because it's so easy to forget the human.
Yes.
It's just the product to you now. It's
and sometimes the money blinds you from who they really are.
Yeah.
I remember I was on a flight on Friday and I was in front of someone, an amazing business owner lady. Shout out to you. I don't think she watches this.
Yeah.
But amazing business owner. And she was like, yo, I once dated like a Gudumela.
Yeah.
Né? And yo, they were Gudumeling so well. Like my lifestyle changed and it was so nice. And every time they would do shit, even though she said she even knew that the Gudumela had like boyfriend.
Girlfriends. Yeah.
And every time they would do shit, she said one shopping spree in Sandton made that guy back into baby Jesus. Do you get me? So I think women need to really be careful and like not let the money cloud
gifting
the person's character and their values and how they
hashtag Jonas, for example. Jonas.
Yeah.
And then the second message that I have for you is that when looking at a relationship and seeing that it's lacking in finances, nah, you either can either speak to the person and say, hey, this is how I feel. I see that the thing that you're doing needs change. And they must be open to that. If they are not, you're in the wrong place.
Yeah.
The second thing is, it's okay for a person to be working on a grind that hasn't paid them out yet. Like, dude, we're all human. There's a certain group, there's out of the entirety of humanity, there's a small sample of people that are not willing to go to the normal route of 9 to 5. Yeah. These people are seen from a larger pool sample of people that have already achieved their goals. Mm. So they know it's possible. So they just need to get from here to there. Sometimes that takes time.
Yo, you know, you're making me feel so bad, because in the beginning I love the fact that this conversation changed my perspective.
Which is good. Yeah. It's a point of seated.
In the beginning, I was like, leave that nigga, like, the nigga's...
Date higher. Yes.
But it's like, because that girl is in a traditional system where when you get close, we know where the finish line is.
Yes.
We know that she's in her third year, she's close to getting a piece of paper.
Yes.
You know, with the trader guy, we don't know. He could pop tomorrow, he could pop next week, he could pop in a month or year.
Even at midnight, he could say, babe, I figured it out.
Yes.
I've
been looking at the lines the wrong way.
I flipped the laptop. When he flips the laptop, he says, hey, it makes sense now. It makes sense now.
Yeah.
You know, whereas, as you're saying.
But I also do want to say, I think it's because of the... I think it's because of the manner of the business that he's in.
Yeah.
I don't really, I don't understand trading. I don't understand. For me, it's like a little bit like gambling. It's a little bit like, it's like a chance thing.
No, I get it. It's different. There's day trading, there's monthly.
Yes, which is wrong, because I think it's actually very skill-based.
Yes,
you can probably understand it. So I'm so sorry, brother. I think if he said he was selling chickens and he was breaking even, I'd probably respect him a bit more.
Yeah.
Or if he was cleaning shoes, or if he had a laundromat and he was, you know, but I feel like, let me not disrespect a trader, because people disrespect creators as well.
And that's what I wanted to say. Yeah. Like, it's very.
So I think my advice now to the girl is, it's okay to put a time to it, because you also have a life to live. Like, guys, I'm 29. Trust me, I know I'm still young, whatever. But like, I've lived my 20s, which I think is a significant phase in your life. And I've also lived my teens.
Yeah.
And I think we need to be very careful with the people that we surround ourselves with and who we allow to affect the quality of the life we're going to live. Do you get what I'm saying? It's very, very important, because time finishes, right? So I think with that guy, put a time to it. Like, if he's not doing well, maybe in a year, dude, you need to be like, dude, this is not realistic. Maybe advise him to try something else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that advice a lot.
Yeah.
Timeline.
Lady, you have anything to say?
Andries.
Yeah, I think she should have an honest conversation with him to say, hey,
what's going on, buddy?
It's going on. This is not working. What's your plan? You know?
Can you imagine your partner sitting you down and saying, let's talk. Listen, babe.
YouTube stuff, hey?
It's not working.
It's not working.
And I'm giving you until March. I'm following your advice. I'm giving you until March.
Right. Come on, man.
To make profit. Otherwise,
I can't.
I'm out. But anyway, sorry.
Yeah, no, like she's valid for that. She's real for that because I think, like Tato said, she has her own life to live. Mm-hmm. And it's going to feel like this guy is holding her back. And if you feel like your partner is holding you back in any shape or form, then like that's not the person you should be with. Yeah. Also, I have a question.
Damn. Yeah. Don't
you guys think this is like going to lead to that? What's that movie? The Acronymy movie. Because that lady, Acrimony. Yes. Sorry. Because that lady stuck it out with that guy with the battery, and then she left. And after she left, the nigga pop out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So don't you think?
That's why I said it's so important.
How badly do you want it?
That's why I'm saying it's so important to separate. Because if you are looking at this person and looking at them as Tato and Rampedi Media, when Rampedi Media is doing good, Tato's doing good. But Tato's actually depressed. Tato's sad. Who's stressed?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When Tato Rampedi is doing good and Rampedi Media is doing bad, now you're angry at Tato.
Yeah.
Because the finances are gone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's so that's why I say it's very important to separate.
You know, yeah, really. You know, I have Acrimony in my life. I hate talking about exes because you guys always just like reference the wrong ex, number one.
Yeah.
Like, guys, I'm a serial dater. I'll say it. I'm a serial dater. I've dated outside of the goals you guys have seen online. I have like two other exes that I've not posted ever online. Right? Cool. Sharp. Let's clear that out. I just wanted to say that.
So
let's
clear that out. So those exes are.
You get me. So when I reference people, everyone's like, "Yo, it's all talking about," and I'm like, "Dude, no."
About Miss South Africa.
I'm talking about Miss South Africa, man. I'm talking about Pearl Tuesday. Anyway, so I've got an ex who nobody knows, who really just didn't like the quality of life. I wasn't very sure. I didn't like the quality of life that I was giving her.
Yeah.
At all. Like, she was like, "Yo, dude, I really wish that, like, we could do more days and everything." I was like, "Trust the process, man. We're going to get there, man. Believe in me." She was like, "No."
I'll say one of those.
We didn't break up because of it. We broke up because, I did some fucked up shit. And then she did some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
And then my point is, she just kept, like, hammering me about finances.
Yeah. Look at us now.
We changed. You know what I'm saying? And I always think about her like, "Yo, I wish I could just let her come taste the life that she should have been patient for."
I never had that experience, but I did get rejected by a girl because she was, when we were in uni, she was dating a lawyer. So the lawyer had lawyer money, you know, and I had my parents' money.
You're an allowance. They allowed you to funds.
So I remember being like to her like, "Bro, I know he's a lawyer.
Yeah.
But one day I'm going to be the president of South Africa. When I get my economics degree, I'm going to be the president. I'm going to be a minister."
You sure you don't want to date a minister?
You know, as a man, sorry, I know we're
going to close.
But as a man, sometimes you also just have to hold on to the dream that you have. Because, like I said, we don't get value. We don't love.
Would you go into government?
I wanted to, but my dad used to tell me all the time,
Don't
you ever become. And I'm so grateful he did that.
Yeah.
Because the amount of documentaries I've seen, these people are killing each other. They are doing illegal things. It's fair. They have girlfriends that are, all over. They cheat.
Allegedly.
But so we've all given our final advice. I feel like that was a very nice thing. Is there anything else that you guys would like to give advice to people about their relationship with money? It can be anything. You can just say, "Hey, bro, take it easy. Don't stress too much when your bank is..."
Yeah, open. I think so there's different types of people. There's a whole terminology around it. Like, there's even a book about it. I don't know what book it is though, but there's different types of people when it comes to money. We all view money in a different way.
Yes.
The sooner you understand how you view money and the right way to view money, that is going to change how you spend money forever. I used to view money as this thing that needed to always exist and be in abundance. But now I view money as a tool. So I used to hate spending money. Like, "Yo, I have to pay this thing, buy that thing." Now I'm like, "You know what, dude? Let me spend money on that chair because this couch will generate a podcast." You get what I'm saying? So I use money as a tool. So I don't mind my bank balance going zoop because it'll always, it's like a motherfucking
bouncy ball.
You get what I'm saying?
Oh, shit, what was I going to say? That's such good advice. I feel like I was listening. You know, when you're listening, you didn't think. And then podcast, Spooky Lady.
You don't have to give advice, yeah.
Spooky Lady, any advice, final advice?
No, I think just to refer to what the book Tato was saying.
Is that no one knows of.
The psychology of money is what it's called.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Okay. 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 So I'm closing.
We'll see you guys next week, Wednesday.
My only advice. And this is just to men.
Yeah.
If you like broke and you like, nobody loves me and everybody, go to the mirror, bro, and say, Brody, I love you. You're the richest guy in my heart. No one can take that away. No one in the room can say, no, you're a liar. No, you can say, Prue, you make me happy, Prue. I know we broke right now, but you make me happy. So thank you, brother. Thank you. I love you, brother. I love you. You know what I mean? Love yourself, guys.
Yeah.
And that's our closing. I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode of Seated with Lebo and Tato Rampedi. You know where to find us. We'll see you guys next time at the very same place. YouTube. Some are watching on Spotify.
True.
Some are watching on, yeah. Bye-bye. Seated. 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 Seated.